This is the Fantasy Fast Track with Brandon Funston and Brad Evans.
Ready, set, go! This is a Fantasy Fast Track podcast. I'm Brad the Big Noise Evans, joined by Senior Fun Buns, Brandon Funston. And hopefully you didn't have Zeke Elliott in your starting lineup and you're already chasing a massive deficit because Antonio Brown went nuclear. Amari Cooper, much to our chagrin, also was nuclear. Tom Brady, Dak Prescott going off. The Redonka Gronk! Not one Gronk spike, but two we got in the opener, Brandon. So I am, in fact, already chasing because I went up against the buzzsaw of the Antonio Brown and Tom Brady stack last night. So we got to get after it.
Yeah, I am one of the unfortunate ones who had Ezekiel Elliott in my lineup. Although I had some CeeDee Lamb. CeeDee Lamb looks every bit the wide receiver one potential we said he could be. Considering that he had a bunch of drops and was mental mistakes and still went over 100 yards and a touchdown. Man, if he smooths things out, it's all good. And one other thing, not to my chagrin on Amari, I just didn't think he would be in midseason form in week one
coming up
from
man.
The ankle injury.
It was first play of the game. I was, you know, just a simple streak route, and I'm like, guard him! And he caught it. I'm like, well, I've already lost my wagers. I mean, I had already conceded, wave the white flag at that point. So, yeah, look, we were terribly wrong, but win some, lose most. That is the phrase that you and I live by in the world of fantasy football and sports betting. So, with that, if you do have a large deficit, big asshole, big crater that you're trying to dig out of this weekend, Brandon, let's put your huevos on the line here and give me a bold prediction tied to any player remaining on the week one slate.
Yeah, get Damian Harris in your lineup. I am all in on him this week. Let's go 120 plus rushing yards. And no, Cam Newton, you will be not taking a goal line touchdown away from Damian Harris. Damian Harris will score in this one as well against Miami.
Do you know what his player props are right now? Because if you're feeling that way, you're feeling pretty frisky. I'm going to throw them out here. So rush attempts are at 13.5. Now it's juiced to the over minus 143 at BetMGM. Rushing yards, lowest on the board is 60.5. Actually, you know what? I need to hang up with you on the Skype call that we're recording with. I'm going to go play some wager on that.
Yeah, you want me to bring Spotify up? Gabriel?
Seriously. And just for comparison's sake, again, that's at BetMGM on the 60.5. It's 69.5. Not as nice at DraftKings. So that's a nice little discount there at MGM if you're looking for that line. And full disclosure, Brandon, I did wager on Damian Harris to score an anytime touchdown at plus 120. And everywhere now it's at plus 100. So there you go. Oh, well, let's work in this. Here's a hilarious one on Damian Harris. Over or under 3.5 receiving yards.
Will he have a catch?
Will he have what's him have a catch for 3 yards?
I think
and screw
he didn't
him.
Catch a whole lot of balls last year.
No.
But each one, I think he averaged like 10 yards a catch. So he has to catch one ball, and it's happening.
All right. I like to catch a meatball. In my mouth. That would be delicious this weekend for the full slate of NFL games. My bold prediction, a guy's going to catch a whole lot of meatballs. Robbie Anderson. Robbie Anderson's receiving yards prop is 50.5 against his former employer, the New York Jets. I don't get that. He is going to double it, Funston, and he's not going to score once. He's going to score twice against the Jets. 100-plus yards. Two touchdowns for Robbie Anderson. Again, this secondary, whether it goes up against Bryce Hall, the veteran, who gave up a 75% catch rate last season, 103.6 passer rating, or a pair of rookies, one in Brandon Echols, who was drafted in the fifth round, or Isaiah Dunn, who is an undrafted rookie free agent, he's going off. And I understand that, you know, Carolina's got some issues in the offensive line, and the Jets could feast there in the trenches, apply some pressure, and maybe spook Sam Darnold. But, man, I believe in Robbie Anderson having himself a highly motivated opening week performance. Are you with me on that one?
Well, didn't Robbie Anderson believe in Robbie Anderson? Isn't he talking up about how he's going to?
Yeah, he's got the bulletin board out. He's pinning it.
Yeah, I mean, I think he's going to go prima donna if he's not you know, getting his early on in the game. I mean, he'll be barking. So I expect, I expect Robbie Anderson to have a good game. I'm not going to be as bold as you, but that's a, you know, That's a bold prediction, doubling up for each Wavo of yours. So.
Wavo Gigantes, Brandon on Damian Harris, myself on Robbie Anderson. With that, let's get to it with another edition of the Fantasy Five.
Number five.
All right, here's how we're going to be doing this all season long on Fridays. We're going to go a three-pack of players in each round, and you just simply tell me who's going to have the better fantasy day. We're going to weave in maybe some player props overall, some fearless forecasts statistically as well to get you an idea of where our polluted minds are at. So let's do this, and let's start over the running back position. And these guys are all pretty much lumped together right now at Fantasy Pros, according to their Week 1 rankings aggregate. Here are your options. Saquon Barkley against the Denver Broncos. Your boy Damian Harris, dead giveaway. I think Brandon's going Damian Harris here. If not, then he's a hypocrite. Going up against Miami, or DeAndre Swift against the Niners. It's Harris, right?
He is just winning this. He's crossing the tape, and the other guys, I haven't even got to the turn yet in my mind.
He might be lapping them, to be honest.
Yeah, I have Damian Harris pushing RB1 territory. Both Barkley and Swift are outside my RB top 20.
Yeah, I've got Saquon at RB27 and DeAndre Swift at RB28, and there are people out there probably screaming, blasphemy! How could you say this about Saquon? My first-round pick, are you crazy? Well, again, with or without Bradley Chubb, this is a very talented defense of the Denver Broncos. You got Von Miller back. You got Shelby Harris there. Can certainly plug a gap. And you got a transparent offensive line of the New York Giants. It's going to be a weakness all year long. And what is Saquon going to get workload-wise, realistically, right? I mean, where do you think he gets? 12 to 14?
Yeah, maybe a couple passes, 2-3 catches.
Maybe
he gets the 15 touches overall.
Yeah, look, I've got trust issues with him. I got trust issues with Swift because of the matchup against San Francisco. Jamal Williams going to play a factor there as well. It is Damian Harris in a romp. I'm with Funston. He scores a touchdown. He says 100 yards. I'll give him at least 75.
Number four.
All right, let's move on. Let's work in a quarterback conundrum. And instead of a three-pack of player picks here, I'm going to expand it to four. So a little bonus time here at Funston. Here are your options. Baker Mayfield against Kansas City, Matt Ryan against Philadelphia, Kirk Cousins in Cincinnati, or Justin Herbert against Washington on the road. And I know what your thoughts are on Mr. Herbert, based on you downplaying him all week long on our SiriusXM Fantasy Sports radio show called Fade the Noise, 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on the Fantasy Channel. So I think you're fading Herbert, which means who you're going with out of the remaining thrice.
Wow, that's crazy. You just named them in order. I have these all four in order. In reverse order, Baker Mayfield, Justin Herbert, Kirk Cousins, Matt Ryan. And I think Matt Ryan and Kirk Cousins, yep. Yeah, that's a super coin flip for me. But, you know, Matt Ryan, this is an offense I think is going to throw an awful lot. You got Kyle Pitts, Calvin Ridley. My worry with Kirk Cousins, who has a great matchup against Cincinnati, is they get a lead. They love to run the ball. Why not just sit on it? So I will go with Matt Ryan.
Oh, wow, my mind could wonder, why not just sit on it?
Well, I'm old enough to just remember, like, the sit on it potsy from the Happy Days. So that's kind of where I'm going. I'm all like Americana, nice and Leave It to Beaver style. And your mind's straight in the gutter.
Oh, yeah. So am I going to use that line on my wife this weekend? Hey, honey, why not just sit on it? I'd probably get a slap to the face, and deservedly so, if that were the case. Oh, how our minds wander. Yes, immediately to the gutter. That's where I constantly live. For me, it is Matt Ryan at the top of my list. I got him at quarterback 13 this week, Brandon. Going up against Philadelphia, you might say, well, guys, it's big play Darius Slay. Yeah, that was like 3 years ago, 4 years ago. Do you see what Slay did last season? I looked it up as a reminder.
Like, it's like hyping up Josh Norman right now, right?
Right, exactly. Or Patrick Peterson as well. Slay, a 115.6 passer rating and a 77.6 catch percentage allowed. I got Steven Nelson also in that secondary. Guy was the Steelers, I believe, last season. 82.3 passer rating, much better compared to Slay. But Philadelphia as a whole, they struggled in coverage. And according to Pro Football Focus, this is going to be a bottom quarter secondary. So I think Matt Ryan in a game with a lot of pew, 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 shootout appeal, 300 plus, multiple touchdowns. yeah, he gets the job done out of this quattro.
Number three.
All right, let's move on and let's discuss some additional running backs. You might ask yourself, guys, why are you throwing out these names? You know, we're not going to talk about, I need to make a decision between Christian McCaffrey, Dalvin Cook, and Derrick Henry. Nobody cares. Of course you're going to be playing those guys. We're trying to find guys that are on the fringe and maybe racking your brain about, and these guys certainly qualify. So tell me the best of the bunch, in your opinion, out of this trio. Darrell Henderson under the primetime lights against my Chicago Bears. Miles Gaskin going to Foxborough to face the Pats, or Melvin Gordon III going to Jersey to take on the G-men.
This is a close one for me, but I can see for miles and miles and miles. I'm going to go Miles Gaskin, 23 on my list, Melvin Gordon, 24, Darrell Henderson, 26. So well done. You're lumping some guys together that are very tight on my rankings. I really just am thinking, you know, good reports about Miles Gaskin all summer. I think we're going to see more of him. You know, Brian Flores really leaned on him as a feature guy last year. I know we'll get some Salvon Ahmed and some Malcolm Brown, but I don't think as much as people are worried about. And I really like Miles Gaskin in the passing game. The Patriots only team to give up over 100 receptions to the running back position last year. Miles Gaskin and Tua made sweet music in the passing game down the stretch last year. I expect them to pick up where they left off.
Yeah, maybe you're tipping your hand here. I'm going to ask you this. Out of these options, which one would you most go over on in the player props market on Gaskin? 43.5 rush yards, 10.5 rush attempts, 18.5 receiving yards, or 2.5 catches?
It's all about the receiving stuff. So the 2.5 catches or the 18.5 receiving yards, I think I doubled down. Man, it'd be nice to –
You can do a same game parlay. They have that option at FanDuel and DraftKings.
God, I would love that. I'd love to up those odds because I think he's a slam dunk for both of those on the receiving side.
Yeah, that's a good call because at FanDuel it's 18.5 again on that line, and it's -130 on the over, and it's 2.5 as I mentioned, and it's -149 on catches at FanDuel. So slap those together, get plus odds, get seduced by the juice. By the way, I am not seduced by Miles Gaskin. I'm going with Melvin Gordon III, Brandon. Against the Giants. Improved offensive line of the Denver Broncos. I think it's going to be a strength of this team. And Gordon down the stretch really impressed me. And a lot of the secondary analytics verify what he did, the final month and a half of the regular season. 3.11 yak per attempt. That was RB19 over the entirety of 2020. Forced a missed tackle 23.7% of the time. Javonte Williams' day will come. But he's a rookie. Gordon is the established veteran. Good in pass pro, week one. He's going to get ball in the belly probably 15 to 17 times. By the way, love the over on his 12.5 rush attempts prop. Love the over on the 49.5 rush yards prop as well available at DraftKings. The Giants last season, middle of the pack in terms of fantasy points allowed. They gave up 4.23 yards per carry at 133.9 total yards per game of the running back position. But I think Gordon goes for 70 to 80 combined. And a touchdown just ekes out your boy Gaskin.
Let me quickly, I just look at my rankings. Williamses, I have the three Williamses I have tightly compacted. Javonte, as you mentioned, Tyson Williams of Baltimore, and Jamal Williams of Detroit. How are you ranking those guys really quickly?
Well, it's going to be Tyson for me first because he's going to get the first opportunity in Baltimore, I believe, to get the lion's share of what is going to become an RBBC now that Latavius Murray's in the mix. Devontae Freeman's on the active roster. And don't worry about Le'Veon Bell, folks. He's still on the practice squad because he's probably got a beer gut.
Yeah. And Tyson for me, then Javonte, then Jamal. Yeah. But they're all really close.
Where'd you rank Tyson overall? Is he RB2 territory in a 12-team?
Not quite. I have him at 28. I might end up moving up, but I want to hear some of the news cycle about around the usage there. But I'm expecting it to be Tyson. I might end up pushing him up a couple spots.
I'm at RB21, and I'm sticking to it. I think he's going to find the end zone. I think he's going to get 15 or so touches. And against that flimsy front of the Raiders, that could be cash money. And the flex or RB2 position at 12-team and deeper leagues.
Number two.
All right, let's work in some wide receivers here that you may be straddling the fence on. Brandon, here are your options. Jacoby Myers against Miami. Devontae Smith against Atlanta. Deebo Samuel, your boy Deebo, in Detroit. Who do you got?
I have Myers and Devontae Smith close, but I do not have Deebo close to them because I have Debo way up the ladder at wide receiver 22. I really think this is going to be a Debo game with Brandon Ayuk having been not completely healthy coming into the week. He's cleared, I know, but I think while San Francisco does their work through the air early, I think a lot of that's going to fall on Debo.
His props are low, by the way.
I like
so,
that.
Here are your options. 45.5 receiving yards, that's everywhere. Receptions 4.5 everywhere, and none of these are heavily juiced on the over. And an anytime touchdown ranges anywhere from +240 at MGM to +185 at FanDuel. You got $20 burn a hole in your pocket. Where are you stacking it?
Oh, let's make some money. Let's go with the +240 on the anytimer. And I know you're down with me because you think it's going to be a jet sweep TD.
I did say that on air. I am on record. Yes, I can't rescind that now. So,
yeah, although I really like the 45-yarder as well on the over-under on yards.
Yeah, I do too. Again, with IU maybe limited in some form or fashion, I mean, Debo and George Kittle should do a lot of the heavy lifting in that game for a quarter and a half, and then it'll be already out of hand.
Well, we never know. I mean, what was the spread on the game last night? It was like
eight and a half. I told you to take the Cowboys.
Yeah, you did. You did. If Greg the Leg had a decent leg last night, they would have pulled that one off.
Shankopotamus was Greg the Leg. I am not going Debo here. I'm actually going to go Devontae Smith. And it may shock a lot of the people out there because I've been talking about Jakobi Meyers, and I think Jakobi Meyers is going to have a top 30 week. But I think Devontae Smith is going to have a borderline top 20 beginning to his NFL career. I love the matchup, man. Again, it's against Atlanta. Probably going to see a lot of A.J. Terrell in coverage. Who gave up a 69.6 catch rate, 109.2 passer rating. If he gets Fabian Moreau, great, take advantage. Pro Football Focus preseason ranked the Atlanta secondary dead last in the NFL, Brandon. And we saw what Smith was able to do beating coverage, that press coverage at the line and in the exhibition slate, a guy that just glides, quick cuts, and of course he's got electric speed and Gumby-like ability. And I think Jalen Hurts is going to uncork for a couple of deep shots down the field to him that he's going to haul in. So I think it's 70 plus and a touchdown. I'm going to go Devontae.
I'm imagining the over-under on his yardage is well below that.
Yes, and you know what? You know a certain someone that probably wagered the over on yards. You want to venture a guess what the yards prop is for Devontae Smith?
Probably close to Debo's. I'll say that maybe they gave him a few more. Let's go 49.5.
Dude, 44.5.
Oh, so right at Debo.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Yeah. Yes, sir. And if you think he's going to score a touchdown, +230 at FanDuel.
Wow. Nice. By the way, how did Gronkowski have +250 on a touchdown anytime?
I don't know. I wish I would have gone. I mean, I wonder what the odds were on 2+ touchdowns. It had to be like 12-1, something like that. 11-1.
Yeah, I mean, Gronk's a touchdown scorer. I mean, come on.
And he was going up against Micah Parsons, and Micah was lost. He got abused in that game.
Wow. Crazy.
Yeah, it is crazy. Well, what's not crazy? Debo, Devontae, little D&D action for a TD.
Number one.
All right, last grouping here. You pick the best of the bunch in your opinion from a fantasy football perspective. We're working some player props on whatever the winner is. Brandon Cooks against Jacksonville, Michael Pittman against your Seattle Seahawks, or Corey Davis against Carolina Panthers. No Jamison Crowder in the lineup this week for the Jets.
Let's go with the alpha dog. The alpha dog of the New York Jets. I'm going to go Corey Davis.
Really? And
I'm going to tell you why. I know you're going Brandon Cooks.
No, I'm not.
Oh, you're going Michael Pittman.
I am.
Yeah. Michael Pittman's not a bad call either, but I just like Corey Davis. I like the matchup. And he is the guy there. Jamison Crowder's out. You got a rookie in Elijah Moore. Denzel Mims been buried in doghouse. I think it's just going to be the Corey Davis show in week one there. But I was looking up to Rod Taylor last year, like, okay, he played one game against the Chargers. Where would you have ranked Keenan Allen because of the same narrative? Oh, he's the go-to guy. He's going to get volume. And he did get volume in week one. He got 8 targets. He had 4 catches for less than 40 yards as well. Like, I just don't have trust in the quarterback. Yeah. I don't have trust in the quarterback at all.
Yeah.
And look at those corners for Jacksonville. C.J. Henderson and Shaquille Griffin are fast, and they're big. So I don't think you're going to see Brandon Cooks just running loose down the field either. So anyways, that's why I'm down a bit on Cooks. I like Corey Davis. You like Michael Pittman. Why do you like Michael Pittman?
Well, let me give you the props on Corey Davis first. And again, you got $20 in your pocket. Where are you going to spend it? 49.5 receiving yards, 3.5 receptions. And that's juiced way to the over, minus 149. Or TD, a plus 240.
Yeah, I mean, I don't like the juice on the over on the receptions, and for that reason, I'll go with the yards. But yep, going up against J.C. Horn, who's a rookie, I really like J.C. Horn, but I don't care. You can take any cornerback in their first game in the NFL, and you're going to take the odds on the wide receiver that's a veteran. You know, it's just tough learning the ropes in the NFL at corner. So I will take the over on the yardage because of the better odds.
Yeah, I could see where you're coming from there. And I think that's a really sound wager against what should be a forgiving secondary of Carolina, as you just mentioned. Now, I love Michael Pittman. Why? Because I'm a matchup advocate. And his receiving yards prop I locked in at 47.5. I pulled it at Caesars. I wouldn't bet on the over on 4.5 receptions, though. It is juicy the under. But I think he's going to find the end zone as well. He is going to be the alpha dog. You're going against either Trey Flowers or DJ Reed. Uninspiring duo. And you've said this yourself on the SiriusXM Fantasy Show. Flowers last season, a 106.1 passer rating allowed, 75.5 catch rate. DJ Reed, a little bit better. I mean, respectable, 75.9 passer rating allowed, but a 63.6 catch percentage surrendered. PFF's got him ranked number 26 this secondary in the entirety of the NFL entering the regular season. But with Wentz there, the offensive line at full strength, yeah, this could be a 560, 65, one TD game for Pittman. I buy it.
Yeah, I mean, you think about that ranking on PFF, that's a full secondary. That's including safeties that are Quandre Diggs and Jamal Adams that are really good. So the fact that they're so far down is because this is replacement-level corners. And Michael Pittman, Zach Pascal, Paris Campbell, yeah, all of them are viable, and Pittman especially, as you mentioned, being most likely the alpha there.
Yeah, no doubt about it. All right, real quick, anything else you're curious about? What's the one thing that you're really going to be zeroed in and locked in on and wanting to see and learn more about this weekend?
Oh, God. Go really quickly, because I know I have a better answer. Personally, I'm interested in a new offense in Seattle, in the L.A. Rams offense, and I'm also interested in Matt Stafford showing up for that Rams offense, how that backfield's going to look, how Stafford's going to look in this offense. There's so much. I mean, we could go on and on and on about what's intriguing in week one, but those things jump out at me. What about you?
Mac Jones, I want to see him play for sure, and how his relationship with Jacoby Myers is going to carry over from training camp and the preseason. And I'm just going to watch the disaster unfold that is my Chicago Bears and drown my sorrows. And then hopefully, he will descend from the heavens.
Yeah, the worst thing is if Dalton makes it competitive, right? Like, that's kind of the worst thing. You sort of want a smackdown. Let's get on to the Justin Fields era.
No doubt, and I'm hoping in the second half all of my dreams will come true. And that is a wrap on this edition of the Fantasy Fast Track Podcast. Please follow Funson on Twitter at Brandon Funson. Follow me there at Noisy Huevos. Drop us a rating and a review, would you kindly? And until next time, good luck the rest of Slayton Week 1. Adios, amigo!